Welcome to a Round 18, Monday the 14th of September special likes and dislikes podcast on your Monday evening, MG. Presumably everybody's just finished listening to the show live.
I hope so.
And now they've jumped straight on their podcast app to grab this. They've done the right thing via the Triple M app, and hopefully they've encouraged all their friends, family, nearest and dearest, even the people they don't like.
Well, sharing is caring.
Exactly.
Sharing is caring.
So we are going to rip into some likes and dislikes from the weekend of footy. MG, you want to change things up today?
Yeah, I wanted to get the negatives out of the way. Well, I think we always start with likes. Let's start with dislikes this week.
Let's do it.
I don't like the Dragons at the moment. I just don't like them. They're fourth last. They're almost in that category of the Broncos who were kind of put the white flag up. Mm. The fact that the Titans have overtaken them, all that's under the Dragons are the Cowboys, Broncos and Bulldogs. And for a merged club with so much talent to pick from, that's just not good enough. I know what's happening, Griffin's going in, but you take Cody Ramsey's two tries out and it's a drubbing, basically. It's a dead set drubbing, and their fans deserve a lot more than that.
You speak of Anthony Griffin, he'll be in charge next year. Dean Young, the interim coach. I've never been a professional athlete, MG, so I couldn't try and put myself in their shoes. But I would have thought with a coach who will be taking over next season, presumably watching these games closely.
Yes.
You would be wanting to put your best foot forward.
You'd want your stocks to be rising, not falling. If it was a stock exchange, and at the moment it's crashed. The Dragons have crashed.
They've stopped trading.
They've stopped trading. The pomegranates are no more. So, I suppose there's one good thing. There's only way is up for them, as Jazz would sing in the 80s.
Good song.
The only way is up. Yeah.
Next one. I don't
like. The Eels attack. Really, really concerning coming into some major games. They can't score a try against a top four team. Mm-hmm. That kind of takes their confidence to another low. I think that the way in which they defended in that first half, they owed it to themselves to put something over the Panthers' line in the second half. Mm. That try right on half time from Mansour was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. They were defending for so long. And I think they would have been happy to go in at 2-0 up. But when Mansour scores in the corner in the 39th minute, Cleary puts it over from the sideline. I think they were broken then. It didn't help that Penrith completed 95% of their sets in the second half. Mm. But still, again, like the Dragons fans, I think the Para fans deserve more. I know today in the media that Brad Arthur's come out and stuck up for his team, which he should, saying that, how could Penrith go without Coruscant and Cleary because, Dylan Brown and Reid Marnie weren't playing. But I don't think even them two added to that team would have added that much. Maybe Brown, because he is a loss. But
Brown's the one. His injury,
yeah.
Their attack has looked, for all the good work Mitchell Moses has done and Gutherson and the spine that they had, Dylan Brown's absence from that Eels outfit has shown just how integral he was when they're going forward.
Because he's a ball runner. His first instinct is to run the footy, and that's a really that's high on the agenda of a half. And I don't know how to fix it. I'm not privy to what's going on behind the scenes there, but they need to sort it quick. I said on this show many times that the ball getting out to the outside backs is just clunky. It's not free flowing. Well, Gutho's got to try and pull back a bit maybe and get involved. I don't know, maybe even him at 5'8 might work for a couple of games.
That's not a bad shout.
You've got two games remaining. I think one's against the Broncos. What about putting him 5'8 and someone else at fullback? I don't know. But at the moment, their attack is woeful.
Will Smith's played a bit of fullback before, hasn't he?
Fresh Prince, yes, he has.
Mm, okay. Speaking just quickly, you mentioned the attack. Lowest point scored in the top eight. By some distance too, MG. There's still, we spoke about the Knights on the show today and the panic that should exist there. They've scored 35 more points than the Eels have this season.
Look, I'm probably being a little bit harsh on the backs for Parramatta because you can't go over the stripe unless your forwards are going forward. And at the moment, and that's what we're celebrating through the middle of the year, Parramatta's forwards and how dominant they were. Well, that's stopped. You know, Lane and Madison out wide are doing nothing. Paulo and Campbell Gillard up front have been nullified, and yeah, it's worrying times for Parramatta. I don't like Josh Maguire. Never ever heard anyone call a referee that on a footy field. What he said to Grant Atkins on the weekend. So Grant Atkins, a poor bugger, has been at the end of two pretty ordinary verbals this year from Fanua Blake and now from from Josh Maguire. I'm surprised he didn't get sent, to be honest. If you're calling the match official that horrid name, well, that's enough to be sent, in my opinion.
And I would think, the difficult situation is that Josh Hannay coaching at the moment. But I would think if Josh Maguire will be a part of that Cowboys outfit next year, if I'm Todd Payton, I'm going in there saying, mate, you are a leader of this organisation. You're a senior forward. We cannot, I'm Todd Payton in this hypothetical, I cannot have you as a leader teaching our young kids to behave like that to match officials.
No, you can't have the monkey see syndrome start to creep into the Cowboys ranks. That'll be something that Todd Payton would be watching going, not on my watch. No. Because he's got the Warriors purring along and all of a sudden he's seeing the team he's about to coach, one of their most experienced players, mouthing off like that. That's a no-no.
All right. Any more don't likes?
I've got a couple.
Okay. Oh, geez. All right. I'm glad we got to them first.
I don't like Boyd Cordner's head knocks. It's concerning. For this year, and look, it's got to a stage now where it's got to be severely monitored. You know, he missed the first two games of the year and they got beaten, so I know how important he is to this team, but it's only a game. At the end of the day, it's only a game.
2-6, mate. Okay, you're up?
Yeah, we just went off
there. Okay. Are we back on?
Yeah, we're good. Just the
too easy. Sorry. All good, Matt. Beautiful. We'll move on from that. You got one more?
Yep.
Okay. I
don't like. And lastly, it's the Bulldogs boardroom fiasco. It's once the family club, it's anything but. Now it's a dysfunctional family club. There's talk every day about the boardroom level and how bad it's been and how bad it's going. Well, Trent Barrett must be looking at it going, oh, man, what's going on? I'm just starting to assemble, you know, my coaching staff. I'm looking at players I want, but it's all to no avail if the ones at the top aren't doing their job. So, come on, Bulldogs. Get your act together.
Absolutely. All right. Brush it off.
Yep. Let's get some positivity.
Shake it off like Tay-Tay says, and let's do this. I'd like that.
I like. I mentioned him in the dislikes, Cody Ramsey. Oh. What a debut. Two tries. The young kid from Central West was, he's just one of them cult figures. We'll start calling him Gordon from now on, Gordon Ramsey. Loves a swear word. His family love a swear word, and I love him. I love the way they swear. He must have watched me with my kids growing up and given them the swear game. So he was a look in the Dragons. Obviously, Dragons were my first dislike. Well, he was a ray of sunshine in the Dragons. Something that they can be positive about.
57 family and friends he had at the game.
It was epic.
How good is that?
I loved it. It was just. I think his mum owns a pub out near Central West, so they would have all came down, and what a moment for the family when he scored two tries. It should have been three. And that's when we saw the profanities from the mum. Good on you, mum. Sure, you're my type of mum. Mine would have said the same.
Yeah, outstanding. A double on debut.
First touch of the ball, he scored.
Yeah, and almost got the hat trick as well. So that is, we talked about in the dislikes, the stock market crashing at the Dragons. And I'm showing my financial naivety here. I don't know how it works, stocks within whatever, but there's an upward swing.
Yeah, that's a Dow Jones. Cody Ram. A Dow Jones. I just like saying that. I don't know what it means.
You're showing yours as well. Yeah. Cody Ramsey, we like that.
Yes. I like Dylan Edwards. Everyone else is getting the wraps at Penrith, and I think he should as well. Close to 300 metres on the weekend against Parramatta. He's turning into that real X factor that Penrith needed. They needed the spine to be operating on all four cylinders, and let's be honest, early in the season, I think Dylan was the odd man out after last year having a bit of time in reserve grade and then being putting on the wing. He's a very much a confidence player at the moment. His confidence is sky high and his performances are second to none as a fullback. I think he's, along with Tedesco, are the most informed fullbacks in the competition.
Yeah, imagine, did you think we'd say that? Given the depth and plethora of talented fullbacks we'd have in the competition, do you think at this time of the year we'd be saying that Dylan Edwards sits only behind James Tedesco on that list?
No, I wouldn't have. And good on him. He's the fittest by a mile in the Panthers squad, and he has just gone to a next level with his passing game, breaking tackles, and he's safe as a bank under the ball. So well done to Dylan.
Very nice. I'd like that.
I like the Titans.
Yeah!
I like the Titans. I love the Titans, actually. I love the way they're playing. They're playing a fantastic brand of footy. Yeah, they beat the Broncos 18-6, and they've done enough to win, but they're doing it. They're off the bottom of the competition ladder. They're
going to finish ninth, MG.
They could finish ninth.
They're going to rob the West Tigers of their locked-in, bolted ninth place on the ladder, and they're going to run home and finish ninth, and everyone's going to say, ooh,
is that three
where
in a
do
row?
I buy a membership?
Is that three in a row for the Titans?
Yes.
Yeah, three in a row, and who would have thought maybe 8 weeks ago that they'd be sitting above Dragons, Cowboys, Broncos and Bulldogs on the same points as the Warriors, Manly and the Tigers?
I would have thought it. I've been thinking it all year.
I will give you that. You've been flying the flag all year, my friend.
They're Dragons, Bulldogs, Broncos. Now everyone will say that they're bottom five teams. You can only beat the teams in front of you, MG.
That's exactly right.
They run home, they finish. They take on the Seagulls this weekend. Very winnable.
Yep.
Very winnable. And then they take on an out-of-form Newcastle Knights outfit in the final round.
Oh, that's a good game.
They are going to finish ninth, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. And then we're going to look back at the games they lost earlier in the year and think,
could have made well. They should have been a moral for the eight.
Could have made a run. But David Fifita will be sitting there going, well, I can't wait to get that gold, blue and white on next year. I'd agree with you, MG. I like the Titans. I'd like that.
Oh, you know what I really like this Saturday, 5:30, Sunshine Coast, Cameron Smith versus Harry Grant.
Yeah,
I like that. We'll talk about it later in the week on the show as it builds up. But the Master and the Apprentice finally locking horns.
Mm.
Oh wow, that's worth the price of admission alone. And there will be a good crowd because we saw yesterday when the Storm took on the Cowboys, there was a really big crowd there on the Sunshine Coast. Mm. All social distancing. Well done. Bravo.
Mm.
But yeah, I like the fact that these two come up against each other in the weekend, 5:30 Saturday. Make sure you're there.
Absolutely. I'd like that.
And finally, while we're on the Storm, I've got to probably give a real big pat in the back to one of their most improved players, Justin Olam. Unbelievable defense on the weekend on Dane Nielsen. Some of the things he was doing was scary. Look, I just think that he's one of those guys that as soon as he went to Melbourne, he was a better player. You type in Melbourne Storm, players that have improved under Craig Bellamy, and right at the top of 2020's list is Justin Olam.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
It is a tried and tested formula.
That's a simple one.
Where go to the Storm, get better. Play in a system where mediocre players become good players. Good players become great players. Great players can become stars. And we spoke about it the other week, I think on the show, MG. We found it difficult to list players who've left the Storm and got better or stayed even at the level that they attained. I think people would argue Cooper Cronk.
Yeah.
But beyond that, not a lot of names jump to mind.
Oh, he had a pretty good team to go to, Cooper.
Yeah, exactly.
He was just basically jumping back in from one Ferrari to another Ferrari.
But you also, you said this, I think we were speaking a bit about Alex Johnston.
Yep.
That as great as it was that he stays with his boyhood club, South Sydney Rabbitohs, an opportunity potentially missed for him as a player by not joining the Storm.
To go further and be an Origin, be an Origin, always in the Origin team. So I mentioned it was Dane Nielsen. It wasn't Dane Nielsen who Olam terrorised. It was Justin O'Neill.
Mm.
I often get these two players mixed up. But Melbourne Storm, we spoke about in the show tonight, the Melbourne Storm, the Roosters, I think Penrith, as we spoke about, with one eye on what they're doing, but also if they had three eyes, I'd be looking what they're doing as well because they are coming. They're coming.
Absolutely. MG, I'm just going to double down on something we said in the show earlier tonight.
There you go.
I know people will complain that the eight's already sorted and that we've still got two rounds to play without any jeopardy in the top eight spots.
Yeah,
but those four teams and the Eels, if they can pull their finger out, and maybe the Rabbitohs, but to have the Panthers, Storm, Roosters and Raiders all genuine contenders for the premiership.
Genuine.
Over the last 10 years, if you look back through the records, there's kind of been it's the Storm and the Roosters dominating.
Yep.
But this year, to have four teams, genuine threats, and I think, you know, people would look at the run that the Panthers are on and think, well, you know, they should be premiership favourites, sure, but the Storm are a game and a half back, and yep. the Roosters have been sort of playing a jigsaw puzzle all year with the injuries they've been managing, and the Raiders are on this nobody-believes-in-us story. And
it's fantastic, isn't it?
It is, and then the Eels, I mean, what they did to start the season, you might not, their fans shouldn't give up hope.
If they come anywhere near that type of form come semi-finals, well, they're a chance. So, yeah, so I get what you mean, and I love what you mean, because it's not just them two teams dominating every year. They're there, but they've got some company.
And if the Rabbitohs backs catch fire, yeah. they're capable of scoring more points than anybody. Yes. You know, I'm sorry, Sharkies fans. I can't find a way for you.
Sharkies and Knights, no.
But I love the fact that we've got a fortnight build up to the semi-finals.
Let's celebrate it.
Oh, it's going to be good. All right, there you are. Likes and dislikes. Round 18 in the books. Two rounds to go before finals. Make sure if you've enjoyed this, if you've liked this, share it. And if you've disliked it,
don't share it.
Share it and let other people be the judge.
Yes, that's right. Everyone liked this. You better.